It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Wiki Corner brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are wrapping up our theme week on five people who shaped Christmas.
Yes.
And today we're talking about Robert L. May, who is best known for creating the fictional character Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
My golly me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So May worked as an in-house advertising copywriter for Montgomery Ward. Early in 1939, May's boss there asked him to write a cheery children's book for their Christmas shoppers.
Mm.
Before that, Montgomery Ward had been buying and giving away coloring books for Christmas, but they decided that creating a book of their own would save money and be a nice goodwill gesture.
And it worked out well.
That's right. So this request came at a difficult time in May's life. His wife was dying of cancer, and he was struggling to support his family and pay for her medical treatments. That summer, his wife died, leaving him a widower with a four-year-old daughter. Though his boss tried to reassign the project, May insisted on finishing it himself.
Wow.
So Rudolph came out of a really tough time.
No joke.
Yeah.
Wow.
In writing the Christmas giveaway, May chose a reindeer because it was a Christmas animal and because of his daughter's love of the deer at Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago.
Mm.
He considered naming the reindeer Rollo or Reginald before deciding on the name Rudolph, which is a much better choice.
I'm glad somebody stepped in and said, let's not do the Reginald thing. Not going to work out.
And he drew on memories of his own painfully shy childhood when creating his story.
Mm.
While May was pondering how to best craft his Christmas story about the reindeer, while staring out his office window in downtown Chicago, a thick fog from Lake Michigan blocked his view, giving him a flash of inspiration.
Okay.
So he said, suddenly I had it, a nose, a bright red nose that would shine through fog like a spotlight.
Perfect.
That's how he got his red nose.
I like it.
Working at home and in his spare time at the office, May wrote the book in about 50 hours, finishing the story in late August 1939. The softcover Rudolph booklet was first distributed by Montgomery Ward for the 1939 holiday season. Shoppers loved it, and 2.4 million copies were distributed. Wartime restrictions on paper use prevented a reissue until 1946. That year, they gave away another 3.6 million copies to their shoppers.
Wow.
In 1946, May also received an offer from RCA Victor, which wanted to do a spoken word record of his poem.
Wow.
But he couldn't give his approval because Montgomery Ward had the rights to...
Oh, they owned it.
Yes.
Okay.
At the encouragement of a company vice president, Montgomery Ward's president gave May the copyright to the poem free and clear.
That was really nice.
I know.
That was really
kind. The transfer did not take effect until January 1st, 1947, so that Montgomery Ward could again distribute the book as a Christmas giveaway. The first commercial edition of Rudolph was published just in time for the 1947 Christmas season. He printed 100,000 copies of the hardcover book, which sold for 50 cents and was a huge success, as was the spoken word version of the poem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
In 1948, May persuaded his brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, to write the words and music for a song for Rudolph.
Oh.
Though the song was initially turned down by popular vocalists like Bing Crosby and Dinah Shore, it was finally recorded in 1949 by Gene Autry, whose wife persuaded him to sing it.
Look at this. Perfect.
The song became the second most popular Christmas song of all time, surpassed only by White Christmas.
My goodness. Wow.
During the 1950s, more than 100 different Rudolph products were licensed and produced. There have also been a number of film adaptations. In 1964, Rankin Bass Productions produced an animated television film, and it was a remarkable success and is today the longest-running television special in American history.
And do they still broadcast
they
it?
They do,
one of the networks
yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, keeping those things alive.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Robert L. May and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, we're
going to
play, obviously, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but we're going to play the Ray Charles version.
I love it. Yeah. Love it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You too.
I love this song. Ray Charles, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Robert L. May, who is the brains behind Rudolph.
Yes. Hard to believe that without him, we wouldn't have a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Just so such a part of Christmas.
I know.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Rudolph was created as a Christmas giveaway for Montgomery Ward.
Rudolph could have been named Rollo or Reginald.
And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is the second most popular Christmas song of all time.
Of all time.
Yes.
And it all started with Montgomery Ward.
That's right.
And a book. And there, you may know, if you watch us on Facebook Live, you watch these videos up on YouTube, we put pictures up along with what we talk about.
Yes.
And there's a picture up there of Robert L. May with his daughter.
Aww.
Which is kind of cool. I mean, there's pictures of her when she's younger, then there's pictures of her when she's, I think, probably a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine that your dad is the one who invented Rudolph.
Your dad invented Rudolph.
The red-nosed reindeer.
Yeah.
Which now, all these years later, is just huge part of society. That's your dad.
Yep.
Wild stuff.
Pretty cool.
Folks who want to learn more about Robert L. May or Rudolph, where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can always watch this unfold on Facebook Live every day. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/legends1027, and then we archive it up at YouTube. Go to YouTube and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. Be sure to like and subscribe there so you're always notified whenever we post new videos. But there's great archives up there. And as we head into Christmas, you got a great set here. You got actually 2 weeks.
Two Christmas theme weeks.
Because your other theme week was, what was it? It was Little Known.
No.
I put
you
on the spot.
You did. Oh, gosh.
No, forget it.
Well.
Forget I brought it up.
Oh, Christmas First.
Oh, Christmas First.
Yeah.
How could we forget?
There it was.
Christmas First and then Five People Who Share Christmas. Check those out, okay? All right, wonderful. Have a wonderful, weekend. But,
yes, and a Merry Christmas. Because we're...
I'm off much of next week.
Yeah.
You are as well.
Yeah, so we'll be back when? Next Friday.
Next Friday.
So a week from today, we'll do another Wiki Corner.
All right, very good. Have a good one.
In the meantime, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hope you get lots of cryptocurrency in your...
Oh, fingers crossed.
In your stocking.
Fingers crossed.
All right, traffic and weather coming up on Legends 1027.